This is a shiur number 27 in Hilchot Brachos. Last time I started talking about the Gemara in Brachos and the Malach and Bez, that the Mishnah, the Gemara says over there, Mishnah Gemara, that pas poteres kol minei machol, v'yayin poter kol minei mashkin. So that's what more or less we spoke about. I think it was a sim kufay in Dalin. That's where the Mechaber discusses some of these halachas, and we actually noted a number of parameters relating to this din. I'm not going to focus on that anymore. Tonight, what I like to talk about is using a bracha to exempt other items. Let's give some examples of what we are talking about. If I have a bowl that contains different type of fruits, and let's assume I make a bracha on the apples. Let's assume there are apples that are found in that bowl. A bit later, I want to eat oranges, so there's no need to make another bracha. Is the original bracha still valid? Because they're talking about a bracha on eitz, pri haeitz, and obviously both apples and oranges constitute pri haeitz. In other situations, a new bracha would be required. Let me just refer you to a din in Shulchan Aruch that's relevant to this particular topic. Now, basically, when I take a food item in my hand, my intention is to make a bracha on that item and not on other things. However, if I have specific intent when I recite the bracha, as in this situation I just gave you, where I'm making a bracha on a pri haeitz, but there are other peros haeitz that would also be relevant to this. So therefore, automatically, they're included in that original bracha. Take a look in Reish Vav, Sif Hei. That's where the halacha is found. Mishnah Berurah Reish Vav, which is Hilchot Beras HaPeros, Sif Hei, and there's Magen Avraham here as well. But maybe we'll just read first the halacha in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, I read Hei. Reish Vav, Sif Hei. In my pagination, oh, you have a different Mishnah Berurah. Ein bevorchin lo al ochel ve lo al mashkeh ad sheyaviyu lefonav. That's in general a very important halacha. You can't make a bracha unless the item or the beverage is in front of you. Beirach v'achakach heviyu lefonav, tzorich levorich pam acheres. Means even if I had in mind b'shas ha-bracha, but it was not in front of me when I made the bracha. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah right away asks, the famous kasha, Rishonim asks this kasha, so tesis and brachas. This is the kasha. Why is this different than the case of Amas Hamayim? I go to the park and there's a water fountain. I'm not sure that, but my name is Anu. I would drink from any water fountain. But let's assume that when I grew up, I did drink from water fountains. So now I make a bracha, and assuming I make it with a lot of kavana, so then automatically that means that the water that was in front of me, the shah that I made the bracha, is no longer the same water that I'm drinking, because it took me 10-15 seconds to make the bracha and the water is flowing and therefore it's not the same water. So why do we say over there that the water is considered to be ke'ilu is in front of him, Hashem came here, but I didn't have the pre b'shas ha-bracha. So look at Mishnah Berurah and he writes, v'afilu kiva in da'at, I'm reading your test, v'afilu kiva in da'at olem b'shas ha-bracha gam ken lo mahani, even though I had in mind. But the item, the fruit item, was not in front of me. But I had in mind to eat that fruit item. The bracha couldn't be chal. There was nothing for the bracha to be chal on. Amasamayim, of course, is where you have this fountain which you open, and now water begins to flow from the fountain. So that's different. What's the difference? You know the water is now an ongoing movement. So it's going to come to you. Here in the case of the pre, so you are dependent upon others. Will the pre be brought to you? Will it not be brought to you? Let's say it's in some box, or it's in some pantry, it's in some cabinet. And after the bracha was taken, he said the following, that in one case, it's considered to be, in the case of the water, the Amas Hamayim, it's considered to be in front of you, and that's not considered to be something which is totally b'das acher, mashen kein. In the case of the priya that's not in front of you, that's totally b'das acher. If you're going to receive the priya or not, then you would have to make another bracha, and the bracha that you made, which was not chal, had no chalos, so that bracha would not be chal. This is mentioned by all the Dodi Aposkim. And of course, again, the klal is as the Magen Avraham expresses. Magen Avraham, you don't have that in front of you, but I wrote it down to myself. Klal shel davar, im daito al kol ma sheviu lo pshita den tzarch lebarich. If you have in mind that there are going to be other fruit items that will be brought to you, then the halacha is you will not require another bracha. So this is a very significant halacha, but for two reasons. One is that you have to hold on to the food item, has to be in front of you, you have to hold on to it. And number two, if it's not there, then you have an issue of a bracha batala. Now, however, we began with the din that if a person makes a bracha on a tapuach, on an apple, and you want it to cover all kinds of pre-eats that are going to eventually come to the fore, so then the halacha is, as long as you have in mind for all the other pre-eats, so even though you didn't have a specific intent, but you plan on eating these other items, it's considered to have a specific intent. And I saw the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Harav, he writes, V'huk she'berach ha'isadaitu ala ochel ha'acher. When they made the original bracha on that first fruit, you had in mind all the other perisaites that are going to be brought before you. And then, afilu ha'ave v'daitu v'feresh l'potu v'bracha zu, m'chusa idea bracha. So, in general, when a person makes a bracha without specific intent to cover other items, he opens the door to a complicated set of halachic issues. Because he didn't set the boundaries for what is being covered by this bracha. And as the halachic determination has to be utilized to see what is covered. So if a person is going to eat additional items, you started with the apple, and you plan that eventually more peros ha'etz are going to come to the fore, so then that is assuming that you have in mind when you made the bracha, you're going to include additional food, additional drink, and therefore the bracha will cover those items that are going to be brought later on. Those foods on the table are automatically covered by the bracha with or without kavanah. But again, we're talking about additional food items that are going to be brought later on, and we're talking about the same bracha category, and therefore that's not going to be a problem. So when a person makes a bracha, you should have in mind that even though there may be beverages that are not in front of him, I'm making shakal on whatever liquid I'm drinking, and other beverages are going to be brought before me, so have in mind that you're going to drink other beverages. The person has an apple brought before him, and he makes a bracha for AIDS. Have in mind you're going to get oranges and eshkoliot and all kinds of other items. Now, here again, we're talking about a person who is sentient of what is going to happen. Let me just finish my point. And the soul too, when a person, let's say, decides to go ahead and eat breakfast, but he's going to eat breakfast without eating bread. So it means he's not being kovea suda. That's really what causes the problem. So because of that, my father, Shalom, actually, that was the reason why he told me he never had a meal without bread. Almost the opposite of our generation. Always ate bread for two reasons. One, because he had a suffix, wasn't such a bucky in Hilchos Brachos that he'd be able to know what to do. And number two, he felt it was important that he didn't subscribe to what people do today, including myself, yours truly. Namely, you could eat entire smorgasbord. I would do it, because it's Kovea Bracha, because of Pasuk Bava Kisnin. But assuming we don't have Pasuk Bava Kisnin, you eat everything else but Pasuk Bava Kisnin, you could rely on a series of brachas that you make. And my father felt that Bechas HaBazna should always be said, one is obligated to thank Hashem in the most fulsome kind of way, and that was his part of his thinking. So just let me just finish my point over here. If I have a situation where, as I said, I don't have bread, so then I have this issue. I'll just give you one or two more examples, and then you'll ask, maybe I'll give you four or five examples that came to my head when I was preparing the shiur. Let's say my meal consists of steak and baked potatoes. So when you make the bar pi adama, the potatoes, your intention should be to cover whatever other bar pi adama is going to come to the fore, whatever will ultimately appear, and so too the shahakal on the steak. Someone just told me that they had a steak dinner. So I said, what exactly does that mean, a steak dinner? He ate four steaks. He told me he ate four, a young man in the yeshiva. He ate four steaks at a restaurant, and he said a shahakal on the steak. So he had in mind, because he knows a little bit the halacha, to cover all the food and drink that requires shahakal. That's what my father was talking about, that exactly, that kind of situation. But the Rishonim Paskin Halacha, that, let's the example I gave at the very beginning. Let's say I'm going to eat apples and grapes. So again, both of them have the bracha berpia eitz. And now the question is whether, let's say, which of the two should I make the bracha on? Let's ask that question. People ask me that question also all the time. Which one is more chashuv, the apples or the grapes? So the answer, of course, has to be in the ad that shiras haminim. Whatever shiras haminim, chita, sora, gefen, tena, rimon, eretz, eshem, lezvash. Chita, sora, gefen. So it's there listed among the shiras haminim, so that would take precedence. Let me give you another example. Let's say I have a fruit plate, and on it I have a lot of different prihaits, and let's say I select an apple from that fruit bowl that has apples and has grapes, and I make a bracha on the apple, but I have no specific intention to pata the grapes, which are also in the same fruit bowl. So the grapes are not covered because the grapes are zayin minyan. The grapes are a special, very select group of perish and shtapcha ben Eretz Yisrael, and more chashuv than the apples, so they're not automatically covered by the bracha on the apples. You know, a bracha on the grapes would be valid for the apples as well, no question about it. Because you made a bracha on the more chashuv item, automatically zayin minyan is more chashuv, that would cover the apples as well. So only when the person makes the bracha and has specific intention to cover both items, then the bracha made on the less chashuv item, so then will also cover that chashuv item. But if you reversed it, and you made a bracha on the less chashuv item, and then you have a shiras haminim, or something more chashuv, automatically shiras haminim makes a more chashuv. And therefore, you have a problem. And you might have to make a bracha on the shiras haminim separately. I'll give you a third example. Again, if I have intention, very specific intention, when I made the bracha on the apple, I'm including the grapes. I see the grapes in that fruit bowl. So then that's different. If I had specific intention, then I can cover the grapes with the bracha I made on the apple. Another example, let's say a person, I made a bracha over a cookie made of oats. So now, that bracha will not automatically cover a cookie made of wheat. Either in the same bracha category. They're both in the category of mazonos. However, since oats are not as choshev as wheat, that's what the Mishnah writes over there, and it's also found a number of masechtas that deal with this issue. The pasuk says chita, sora, and then we have all the other of the chamesh saminim, and oats is not one of the more choshev of the chamesh saminim, and even though they're also chamesh saminim, but it's less choshev, so the bracha on the cookies of oats will not cover the cookie made of wheat unless you have specific intention to do so. I'm just trying to more or less cover what the Mishnah Berurah actually. I'll give you one other example. This I did write down for myself. That let's say I have my father's shop used to eat a lot of that. They used to eat all the time farina. It's not very popular in my yeshiva. These kinds of farina is a cooked cereal. I don't know if the people eat cooked cereals. They eat oatmeal, don't they? So if I have a So what bracha would you make on farina? I think it's chamesh saminim, if I'm mistaken. So Rav, you make a bracha mezonos. So let's say you make a bracha mezonos on pasta, or some sort of noodles. So again, we don't assume automatically that it's going to cover Tesis writes in Psochim and Tesis writes in brachas that noodles is the bracha mezonos. It has no teresa d'nama. I think we spoke about this. So it's not automatically going to cover cake because or crackers, because that those items are part of the bread family of products. They're more chashuv than cooked noodles and cooked farina. So a bracha made on the less chashuv item will not automatically exempt the items that are more chashuv unless you have in mind. I'm just trying to give you as many examples as I can think of for this principle. And this is actually, I would say, quite subjective, and that's really the problem that I always have here in Hilchos Brachos. Namely, a person, let's say I prefer to eat chicken over beef. And now both items are placed before me. I have a chicken plate, and I have a plate of beef right in front of me, and I select the beef, which is lichora. Maybe you won't agree with that, because the common expression, the proverbial expression is, where's the beef? I don't know that that makes it more chashir. I don't think so. I think chicken is more chashir. I think I already told you the joke that my fourth grade Rebbe told me. It's all I remember, Rabbi Brat from the fourth grade Rebbe, that chicken is not meat. V'yasat tzipor lo bosar. So I went, my father, I used to tell him everything. I told my father, the Rebbe taught us that chicken is not meat, and therefore you could eat chicken together with milk, with halavi products. There's no problem, because it says chicken is not meat. V'yasat tzipor lo bosar. Little did I know that bosar is spelled bet tof resh in the Bris Ben Absarim, as opposed to bet sin resh, which is what I assume. And so that's when my father, the next day, went to the school, took off time from work, in order to have the Rebbe fired for being megala potim b'teresh loka alocha. There was no nonsense with my father. There were no jokes. When it comes to limud Torah, there's no time for jokes, and you are trying to basically teach inappropriately, incorrectly. My father somehow knew the Gemara of Abasa with the Iyov and the Zohar, also famous Gemara in the first parak, and therefore you are deserving of the death penalty. We simply have to go, that meaning you have to be removed from the faculty of this school. This happened so many times. Anytime I would come home, this Rebbe was a gewaltig jokester. Fourth grade Rebbe. I remember him very well. And he probably had the biggest impact on me more than all the other Rabbeim, despite the fact they have taught a bit more. So the reason I didn't forget you yet, I'm just a little long-winded. I'm getting more examples in my head right now. So I'm just, let's say I prefer to eat chicken over beef. And both are placed before me. I select the beef, which is less chasha to me. I make a bracha, shakol, then I want to eat chicken. So now that's the question. Is the chicken covered by the beef? So you would say, what's a suffix? Of course it is. And the answer is, of course not. Because the bracha over the less chasha, I cannot exempt the more chasha without kavana. But again, that is subjective. Most people, if I were to ask in my yeshiva, what is more chasha, beef or chicken? 1,000% would tell you beef. So that's a subjective thing. So let's say I prefer beef to chicken. The beef is more chashuv than the chicken. The bracha on the beef will cover the chicken as well. So yeah, I just want to make one general statement that it's a very good practice whenever you decide to go ahead and eat something and sit down to make a bracha, have in mind to include other items as well, which are subsequently brought to the table out of the same bracha category. So, again, as I said, in the case I mentioned, the steak and the bar priyat dhamma, so have in mind, you make the bar priyat dhamma, whatever other priyat dhamma is going to come to the fore, you're going to have in mind to take care of it. Otherwise, as I said, when you make a shakal on the steak, have in mind, all the foods and drinks that require shakal. That's a very, very important halacha, and it's relevant to items that are not on the table at the moment that I make the bracha, and I'm including, let's say, beef and what else, fish, and eggs and cheese, all at the same brach of sha'akol. But again, assuming that one has them in mind, a new brach is not going to be required. Generally, they're on the table, but even if they're not on the table, as long as I have in mind for those items, so then the halacha is they'll be covered by the original bracha, and that's exactly the basic kavod that one should have in mind. Yeah, okay, Adir, yeah.
Let's say someone makes brach on apples expecting oranges to come out, but then bananas come out. Are the bananas covered?
How could they be covered?
No.
It's a different bracha.
So then we'll say pears.
Pears. So again, that's the point. That a pear is a bar pure ace. As long as you have in mind, all this bracha I'm making on the apples will cover pears and will cover grapes and will cover whatever priha ace is going to emerge, it will have in mind that the original bracha that it will cover. But in general, there's one exception to this rule that I should mention. Namely this exception that the bracha and the chashev exempts the one that's not chashev. The bracha on the less chashev item will not cover the bracha on the chashev item. As I explained to you a moment ago, apples and grapes. It means one is chashev, one is more chashev. And the practical application, if I don't have specific kavana, when I made a bracha to exempt all the additional foods, the other foods are not in front of him when I made the bracha. I didn't have intent, let's say, when I made the bracha on that apple, I didn't have intention for all the other food items, and the other foods were not in front of me. So at the end, if I didn't have in mind b'shas ha-bracha, the items that were not in front of me b'shas ha-bracha, and if the food that's being now brought from that min, even though it wasn't in front of me, so again, this is in Sifrei Reishlov, this is also discussed over here. Let's read a little bit of Sifrei Reishlov, if you don't mind. Take a look at Reishlov, if you have Mishnah Berurah, I'll just read a few very short seifim. The first of them is the Mishnah. This is a well-known Mishnah. People often ask about this Mishnah, but it seems Pashup Shah, Berach HaPer Se'ilu Bar Pi Adama Yatza. So that we know. Why are you Yotze? And the answer is because, obviously, Yesh B'chav HaSayimana, the whole consists of his parts. And so the Ilan grows in the ground, even though there's specific Brach associated with it, but you can be Yotze Bar Pi Adama. However, Berach HaPer Pi Adama, Bar Pi Adama, Lo Yotze. Because Bar Pi Adama requires a very specific Brach. And you made a bracha out of pre-adam, you made bracha pre-ais. That's not true. It's a dover shkarim. Hilkin kamum was simply pre-ais of pre-adam, that's the banana issue. But bracha pre-adam, the alakol, mamashakal, yatsa, fila pasviyayin. That's already a halacha that we discussed. Next, how you follow pre-adam and pre-ais. Uberachal pre-adam and his gavnus of the third pre-ais, yatsa. Here's what Mishnah Berurah says, quotes of machogs among the poskim, that here you may have to make another bracha. Why? Mishnah Berurah, take a look in the item number Yud. Means we're talking about that you have in front of you these two items, one shahakal, one bir adama, and you want to, with the shahakal, to partner the second min, to the every yotze. And here the Mechaber says, I had in mind, when I have pre adama, pre eitz, and I make a bracha, pre adama, I have in mind the part of pre eitz, yotze, the ayim shari tshuva, the eshchokin, usil, the filo, the skam, the litza, pre eitz, the milch, the funnel, lo yotze, tzorch lachs of the barak, bar pre eitz. Would not be included. Obviously, the bracha is chal on the pri adama. And here the issue is something bracha is the hokel. But again, the better thing to do, says the Mishnah Berurah at the end, the last two lines, lios nimlach shalalecha miyad pri ayis alach hazman v'yachsu v'yivarech aleim. In order to make another bracha, wait a period of time. It doesn't tell you how much time, but that's another deal I saw in the poskim, how much time you have to wait. In reference to this issue, one more halacha will mention that, which is also a very important din, named halacha gimel, called elu abrachos tzorch shel yasik ben bracha la'achila. It seems so obvious. A general should never be mafsik between the bracha and the achila, more than kedei dibur. I had a discussion with one of our wonderful balabatim today. I happened to have daven for the omid yesterday, quite a lot. On Friday night, and Shabbos morning, and then Musaf, and then Mincha. So he came with an issue that troubled him, which is a legitimate issue, and a very fascinating issue in and of itself, and I'm familiar with the issue. Namely, I pretty much said everything out loud, with the exception of, he pointed out, in the Kedusha, so he didn't hear the Kadosh, 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 and he told me the name of Rav Linowitz Zatzal, that he was very makbid, that should be said, B'kol Ram, B'kol Kolos.
Again,
together, that's the question. He told me no. He said it has to be said separately. As I'm a little basket. So I didn't know what the psak was, but I do know that bi'alocha is a big suffix, very famous suffix in Kuf Chafei. I'm familiar with bi'alocha because this is briska Torah already from beginning to end. So my Rebbe, I told him that my Rebbe had going to Nisim Alpert, and this seems to be also the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix. He has a suffix. What to do? What's the suffix? You might say, okay, let him say it after. And everyone can hear him. And the reason is because Avosha has a tshuva, Nigus Mesha, where he writes, people are still davening silent Shmonesrei. So now they're in a pickle. That's the expression. They're in a bit of a pickle. So now, if he says it out loud, there can be Yotzei, that those three components of Kedusha. We're talking about Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kod Hashem and Komo, and Yimloch Hashem Lolo, Kavtzil, and Dorado, Haluka. The problem Mishnah Berurah raises is that it has to be part of the tzibur. And that's the issue. So now the question is, so I actually, there were a lot of people here, and I was already losing all my strength. But I tried to say, what I usually try to do is the following. I try to, after the first roar, the roar means the kodesh, 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 you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The roar of the tzibur, then I pipe up, and sometimes try to finish after the tzibur, a little bit after, but it's still called part of the tzibur. That's Mishnah Berurah's issue. The issue is, if you wait till after, then you're no longer part of the tzibur. And we said, Nikadesh Hashim Chabarilom. Nikadesh Losh Rabim Tzibur. So that's what we discussed. We had a long discussion. He sent me a lengthy, lengthy email. And I just saw it late afternoon. And then I responded to him, came out within 10 minutes of seeing the email, and told him about the stuff of the Bi'alocha and Hagoyin Amesha. And this is what Avnison Alvaz Atzal used to do together with the tzibur. Okay, so he did not
loud together with the Seabrook.
He did not decide Rabbi Linowitz correctly. Yes. So that's why I've just mentioned it now. But anyway, he...
Okay.
It's fine. Baruch Hashem is...
It's our Moshe.
That's right. It's the tshuva by Moshe Feinstein that is at work over here. But it's a very fascinating issue. Okay, how did I get onto this? I'll tell you how. Because of the Tochi Deidim issue, that's what he mentions here, the Mechaber. He says, Kol el Abrocha Tzoch Shal Yasek, Yosef Ech Deidim. That's not a lot of time. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori. So more than Kedei Dibur is already not considered to be, you're already no longer within the framework. You're out of the framework. So again, just to return to this issue, which the Mechaber goes on to say, Tzorch Lashmiel La'azav, Noshmiel La'azav Yotza, Vachi Yotzi B'sosav, Ne'mar Mecholoshim, that's the Mishnah and Saita, Lo Yivarech Orim Shechase Ervoso, and that goes also a famous discussion. But the more important halacha in Dalit also I want to mention, you have to hold on to the item that you plan on making a bracha on. Tzorach la'achzo b'yemino, the very famous din. Kishahu mevarech. You have to hold on to it with your right hand. The Netziv actually has a famous tshuva. And the Mishnah Berurah points out why the yamin is more chashiv than the small. In general, this is a very famous halacha that... Rabbi Nevinsel told me in one of his Ha'aros, he said to me, when you're eating soup, so you're not going to eat soup, you can't hold on to the soup with your hands. So you have to make sure that the kaf, that the spoon that you eat the food with, is in your right hand. You have to dafka eat the soup with your right hand based on this halacha. That's Tzorach L'Echzo B'Yemino. He told me that there's a din, a sefer, you're supposed to hold with your right hand. Dafka with your right hand. But let's say...
Lefties with the other hand.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. What about, let's say, tefillin? The mitzvah of tefillin is bismol. You put it on the left hand. Or right, he puts it on the left hand. So maybe, lechatchila, you should be ochez the tefillin biyat smol. This is a discussion among the poskim. Okay, this is just an editorial...
Okay, when you are not wearing it.
That's right. Dafka with your left hand. The Netziv is a long tshuva. He tries to show not just the fact that Kohanim, who are lefties, are posel avoda, it's a Mishnah Zvachim. But in general, right is Midas, of course, the Midas, Rachad Minu Hashem Yisbarach, small is Midas Hadin. He goes through a long winded tshuva in the Meshav Dover regarding this matter. Okay, but the one more I wanted to mention, hey, which is what we just began with. If you don't have it in front of you, the bracha was not found. So then the din is, of course, you have to make another bracha. It was not there. Nothing was there. And then they bring him either from that min or from another min. So that's in general. But the Ramah right away says, that's in general a rule of thumb that one should always have in mind. Namely, have in mind they're going to bring you other items, and as long as you have that das, so then you have mechuyah to go ahead and make another bracha. I'll give you an example, which is let's say I make a bracha on an apple, and then I want to eat another apple. So even though b'shas, the original bracha, I didn't have in mind to eat more apples, and there were no other apples in front of me, but since I ate the second apple, certainly covered by the original bracha. But let me ask you the following question. This is what someone actually asked me, this question from Chutz Laaretz. They said that they went ahead and they made a bracha on a red Macintosh apple. Do you know what a Macintosh apple is? You do. How's that possible from South Africa?
South Africa has all the species.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very big fruit country. Very, very big.
Okay, and now you want to eat a green, delicious apple. An apple. So the chur is covered by the original bracha. But again, if I made a bracha originally on that apple without having in mind anything else, and afterwards they bring me an orange, even though it's the same min, but the problem here is, again, where is the original bracha still valid if I didn't have in mind? You said, no, it's not valid. It means you have to have in mind, that's very significant halacha that's not so well known. Having in mind, having kavanah when you ate the original apple, that now you're going to cover all the other priha'ates that are going to be brought before you. If you don't have that kavanah, then obviously you're going to have to make another bracha. Somebody asked me what's the din b'di'eved.
What does
the
evidence mean? I understand.
Well, the evidence only means, let's say, where a person did not, you didn't have kavanah at all.
Okay.
And now you didn't make a bracha. Another bracha.
Okay. You already ate.
Correct. You already ate. So it's not really a.
But did you have to do tshuva?
That's what he asked me. What tshuva do you have to do? I didn't know what to tell him. What exactly? What would be the tshuva? Learn
Hill's brothers.
Yeah, okay, that's a general correct statement. Very good. I like that answer. I should have thought of it, Bishat Masa. I didn't think of that when he asked me. Okay, I wanted to also mention this. I already, just to review it again, okay, that's a different bracha, so it will not be the same. Okay, I want to just now turn to another area of halacha that I thought I was going to discuss, and that is a much more complicated area of halacha. I don't know if I'm going to get through it today. I could if we had another hour or so. But namely, the halachas of Hesach Hadas. I just said till now that the bracha remains valid for the entire meal or eating session, and once a person terminates that eating session, the original bracha is no longer affected. So what causes terminating an eating session? I mean, this one thing that they are familiar with. They know the Gemara, Kol HaMarech V'Shulchano, Ma'arichan L'Yom V'Shalsam. They asked me, is that to be taken literally? We'll just now extend our eating session in the restaurant from 3 hours to 4 hours. So that's all it takes, Ma'arichas Yom V'Shalsam. That's so difficult. I said, there's another, a few other eitzes. Kibbut HaBalayim, oh, that's more difficult. Shnayim Mikav HaTagim, that's more difficult. But eating is an easier way to be zochah. They want to need all the items to be marach yom mishnayim, or if I do one of them, it's sufficient to be marach yom mishnayim. So no need to all of them. I said you'll have even more riches yomim if you follow all of them. So now the question is regarding hesek hadas. What creates the hesek hadas? What's called a hesek? Very complicated area of halacha, and this is found. We'll see in a moment. Now, let's begin first. Once I say Bechas HaMazon, that makes it fairly evident that the meal is terminated. The meal also may very well be terminated by any other bracha achrona. The meal also may be terminated when you say Havlon and Nevarech. I'm just giving you the obvious examples that I mentioned in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. Those constitute termination of the meal. Now let's say I change my mind. So if I change my mind after deciding to bench and after deciding to make a bracha achrona, I didn't do it yet. I didn't make the bracha achrona. Or Bechas HaMazon, then you're mechuyev to make a new bracha. And again, as I said, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch here in Kuf Tzadik, so in Kuf Tzadik you can see this din is quoted. Here you see actually the din is pretty clear that Bechas HaMazon terminates the eating session. Here's some other protein, but okay, maybe I'll discuss this in a moment. But basically, Bechas HaMazon automatically is a siluk, is a hesek hadas from the meal. In addition to that, as I said a moment ago, if I make preparations, havlon and nevarech, what the Gemara calls achana to bench or beside the bracha achrona, so those preparatory actions indicate that you terminated your eating session and you've ended your meal. So as soon as you prepare to bench, even though you didn't begin to recite the Bechas HaMazon, according to many poskim, the achon of the Bechas HaMazon is already Hesach Hadas. Your bracha Rishonah is no longer valid. You know, we should see that inside. And that is right here in the Kuf Ayin Tes. That's where it's found. I'll get back to this halacha, I hope, soon. Here, the Mechaber says in Kuf Ayin Tes, in the first Sif, he writes the following, Gama Sudasim, another Yadav, Ma'am Machronim, and Yerachal Echav Lalishtas, and Shibach, Bechas HaMazon. The Imam Havlon and the Varech have a Hesach Hadas. That's the clear Mechaber, the moment you decide to bench. So then it's called the Hesach Hadas. Also, the Lishtos, Elm Kin Yivarech on Tchila. You have to make a new bracha. Vafil Dina Kishtiel Arash. Vachila Dina Kishtiel Fi Arash. Avla Rabba Vinayna Achila Shaini. Shabbi Shesil Gilda Vadechol. Yvatsal Achzer and Sofa Varech Vachar. Shikosal and Lila Yadov. Ostad Gabi Vachila. This needs a discussion. Mishra has a lot of discussion on this. Why is there a distinction between Achila and Shtia? The answer probably is because, as the Mishabur says in Tess, he says that Shtiya Behesach Adas Kolduk from the Stalgum Shtiyasa. Gemara says Ein Kevel Shtiya. A lot of halachas of Shtiya are not the same as Achila. So he writes in Mishabur that even a minor, rather non-significant Hesach Adas is already terminating the session of Shtiya, and it's like another bracha. However, the Mishabur and the Bi Halacha here has a lot of discussion on this topic. Mashenki and Achila, that's somehow different, and we'll have to talk about that. Why is that different? Because there is a keva to Achila as opposed to Shtiya. I mean, let's say I'm a guest at someone else's table. I'm an Oreach. And now the host that determines, generally I assume he determines when the meal is over. He's the one who's Koveach. Not me, not the guest, but rather the Oreach is the one who's going to determine it. So the Oreach, let's say, he prepares himself to bench, to say B'chasam Ozen. But the Me'arech is not yet to bench. It means, as far as I'm concerned, I finished my meal. But he's not yet terminated the meal, the eating session. So the Achil lo Nigra. And if the Me'arech, that I'm totally on the Me'arech. And therefore, whatever he is Koveah, the Gemar Suda, that automatically becomes the Gemar Suda. He is the Koveah and not I. Not the Orech, not the guest, but the Me'arech, the host, is the one who's Koveah when the Gemar Suda is. So the actions that are Hachana Birchas HaBazim, we just saw, number one, washing my machonim, and you shemili say Birchas HaBazim, that's what the Gemara says, take the Natila Bracha, a fair Shigemara, that you have to juxtapose the Natila Sadayim to the actual Birchas HaBazim. You should not resume eating, or you should delay benching. And even, for example, this is what the Pesukim talk about, can I speak Divrei Torah? Well, let's carry on a conversation. The answer is no. I should not carry on a conversation after Natila Sadayim, my machonim. Or should I say Divrei Torah after my machonim? I should not be masik between my machonim and the bracha. I saw in the Sefer Eretz Chemda, so he brings over there a very interesting maisa in the name of a Sefer, I'm not so familiar with, called Nagid Mitzvah. Maybe Rabbi Brat knows that Sefer. So someone who comes before the Ari HaKadosh and told him he has a pain in his shoulder. The Ari HaKadosh said, the reason why you have a pain in your shoulder, you are masik between my machreinim and Birchas HaBozen. And you, how are you masik? By learning Mishnayis. You had no right to learn Mishnayis between my machreinim and Birchas HaBozen. And therefore, listen to this. You are over on the, what the Gemara just mentioned, tekef l'natila bracha. You are over on the chiyuv of tekef. And you are punished, where? In the katef. You have a pain in your shoulder, katef l'shin tekef. Take a means right away, katef his shoulder. That's what the Ari HaKadosh explained why you're being punished, because you're masik between the Yetzias Yadayim and the Rosh Hashanah. I got such a kick out of that. And that's the osios of katef. The mice is also brought in the Sefer Kaf HaChaim. I saw in the Kaf HaChaim, I'm not so familiar with the Nagid Mitzvah, and I don't know these points for him. Not part of my lexicon. But anyway, the chatchil, when you wash my machonim, you have to bench immediately. No conversations, no Divrei Torah, no Mishnayos, no Gemaras. And if there's a need to continue eating, you can do so, but only with the new bracha v'shena. That's a clear halacha psuka, it's a Gemara. Now, a person, this is what Shavua talks about also here in Kufay and Tess, since we're here already, in Sifkot Nalav. Shavua said, what happens if I have some pressing issue that must be discussed, a medical emergency. So Mr. Brewer discusses over here, if you look in the first halacha, he says in tzarach lahafsik b'davar nochas sitkot nalef over the even if hifsik yito yadu shenis, you want to make sure you have this takef should be in order. But of course you're allowed to be mafsik if you're constrained to do so by some situation of great peril or some emergency. So that, Mr. Brewer writes over here, you'd be allowed to do so. But in general, Rav HaPoskim assumed that, as I indicated a moment ago, once you annul to the other, the Mayim Achronim, and again, you have to make a new bracha. This is literally across the board, you see, in the Tur, in the Beis Yosef, and even though there is a bit of Machlokes HaPoskim, the Torah in the Beis Yosef, what exactly is the din of Achilach Reimayim Achronim, the Gabi Anu Bracha Bracha Rishona? Some say you have to you're allowed to make a bracha bishona and again continue to eat even after you already were no to the other the man machonim. That's the tour. The Beis says no. He says also lechol b'shun panu b'efen. Even if you want to make a bracha, a new bracha bishona, you're not allowed to. Take it means that's what you're required to do. That's be a juxtaposition between the man machonim and the bechas avozin that follows upon the heels of man machonim.
Therefore, you should say share malos and then wash.
That's a very good answer, right? Very good. Share malos and then wash. Maybe one more item we'll mention. This is also found in Sif Gimel. Yes, right here in the Mechaber, it's still there. Im lo omar havlon nevarech, belo nata yadav, mishanata lakos nevarech. The moment I pick up the cup of wine to bench, that's comparable to my Mechaber. That automatically is the Hesek Adas. That's the Mechaber writes over here. And that indicates the new brachona is going to be required. The moment I pick up the coast, miyad, I have to say bichas avozen. After haromas hakos, don't continue to eat. Don't be doche bichas avozen. Now, if one says, let us bench, or let us recite bichas brachachona, it's not as conclusive as washing my machonim, lifting up the coast for benching. But that statement of havlon and levarech automatically means you terminate the eating session. You're no longer part of that meal, and therefore you have machlokes rishonim where the new bracha is required to resume eating. If you want to now continue eating, but you have to make a new bracha. Now this is a sugya psachim and daf kuf gimel on a base, and you look over here in kufayin tes in the Mishnah Berurah in sif katan tes. Yeah, that's what he discusses it over here. The distinction between achil and shtia, but he says lechatchila bevada yeshizor shel olechol achshama havlon nevarich. That's the Shulchan Aruch of the Nesivos, that once you make that kind of a statement, you should not resume eating. You should right away go ahead and make a Birchas HaAvozon. Let me just say one more thing, and that is that if a meal without bread, if one says, let's recite the Bracha Achreino, again, the eating session is over, then you should not resume eating. So you asked, and I just thought about it when in the last minute since you mentioned this, Dr. Stern, namely about Shir HaMalos. So what is the status of Shir HaMalos? I understand Havlon Mavarech, that's a termination of the meal, that's Hesach Hadas. Is singing Shir HaMalos a termination of the meal? So that's what Dr. Stern Shlita suggested, that sing Shir HaMalos, it's not a termination of the meal. The singing of Shir HaMalos. Because people occasionally resume eating after singing Shir HaMalos. That's what I've seen. And this is discussed.
I was just suggesting because...
I know you suggested, but I'm trying to support your contention by saying that Shir HaMalos does not constitute a Hesach Hadas. How many people sing Al Naros Baba? I told David Levinsaw, I cannot, never saw anyone sing Al Naros Baba. Forget about singing. Say Al Naros Baba. It's found on the first page of Mishnah Berurah. Chelik Aleph, Omud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah. So he says to me, Rabbi Nelson, Ma pitom, ma tom, ani omer ze, kol hazman. Kach katu ba'alocha. I have done a statistical study, not a thorough scientific study. I asked probably 100 people in the last 30 years. Of the 100 people, one person said, Al Naros Baba. You know what that was? Hagoyin Dab Nevinson. Why does no one say it? Does anyone in this room say Al Naros Baba?
I do it in the 9 days.
Oh, wow. 9 days, I hear that. Wow. But I don't know that people do so. So my father, Shalom, said Al Naros Baba.
What does Shiva say?
That's what Sam's question. That's not how many people know.
I plead the Fifth Amendment. So unbelievable. But I don't eat bread during the week. To matter. So therefore, in Pashachris, I'm not into that either, because I'm always rushing, I'm always in a hurry. So I heard this halacha, one of the few dinim I know in the name of the Goyim, namely that Shir HaMalos does not terminate the meal. Where did I hear this from? Decades ago from a Goyim, Rav Chaim Pinchas Sharnberg Zatzal. That's where I heard this psak aloch. I asked him whether that terminates the meal, and he answered, no, the pashid, it does not, on the spot. He told me. Now, I looked around to see, because the Gemara only mentions Havlon Nevarach. But now, as I said, the Poskim are talking about other things as well. Picking up the coast, it's also mentioned in the Gemara. Pshah Malz is not mentioned in the Gemara. So, should there be a difference? I could say all kinds of svaras. I mean, why was Shem Malz introduced? Or why was Al-Nar's Bubble introduced? What's the nature of that introduction? That also needs to be examined. Okay, but anyway.
Well, I'm right that it shouldn't end it because it picked Mayim Achronim.
Excellent. Very good.
And Mayim Achronim
yes,
is
good, good.
After Shem.
Yeah, excellent. Very good. Okay, Pashim Shad does not terminate the meal, but okay, I see I should probably terminate the Shia, which I shall do, because we are at that point. Okay, thank you.
Now, when I'm.